Good morning. It's Monday, the 13th of April 2015. It's Katrina from Halsom, Ireland here. I've just waved my six-year-old off out the door back into school for his first day at school after the Easter holidays. He's had 2 weeks off. Well, it works out that I think he had something like 16 days off in total, including weekends. And I am simultaneously breathing a sigh of relief that he's gone back to school and a little disappointed because we've had a wonderful time together over the last 2 weeks. So I'm standing in my kitchen, and on my kitchen windowsill, I have some baby carrots. I'm trying to take a look and see. They are Park Market. So they're a French-style round carrot, and they're growing in a windowsill box. Unfortunately, one of the kids got their fingers into the box not long after they were sown, so that kind of interrupted the germination. I'd say I'll be lucky if I get 10 carrots out of the box, but the point is I'm growing carrots on my windowsill. I also have 1, 2, 3 melon plants, which I potted on over the weekend. They're thriving on a sunny, non-drafty spot on the windowsill in my south-facing kitchen. In the kitchen at the moment, I can hear the boiler firing in the background, so that means that it's slightly cooler than 17 degrees Celsius. They're happy enough at this temperature. When the sun comes up, where they are, the temperature will rise a little bit. On the end, then I have 2 cucumelon seedlings that I potted on at the weekend, and they're thriving as well. They seem to like a little bit of water, a little bit of sunlight, and for a long time when I've been growing cucumelon seedlings for the last nearly 2 months, and they kind of stagnated at a certain stage of growth. But right now, the amount of light that we're getting at the moment and the amount of water that they're getting, they have jumped since I potted them on. So it's interesting to see how when the air temperatures rise outside and more to the point when they get more sunlight, they seem to do much better. And then I also have a propagator, and I have 12 different tomato seedlings, all with true leaves, and they're nearly ready to be potted on. And I also have 1 more melon and 4 aubergine seedlings, so I'm doing well. Down at the allotment, things have continued at pace, and when I say at pace, I mean at a rate of knots. We have put in a huge amount of work into the allotment this year. The last 2 years, well, 2 years ago, I would have been working on my first cookbook, plug, Wholesome, Feed Your Family Well for Less, available from Mercia Press and all good booksellers, also on Amazon. Okay, that's the plug over and done with. So 2 years ago, I would have been working on my cookbook. So I would have spent more time at home than down at the allotments. My husband would have done an awful lot of the work. Last year was a tricky year for us. The book was published and I was working from home an awful lot. And also the youngest child in the family, who's now 3.5, but at the time he was 2.5, he was at an age where when we went down the allotment, we simply could not manage to do anything. One of us had to have a hold of him at all times. He was at that kind of running stage. So even if we went onto the allotment and we closed the gate, he would simply lift up the netting that we had around the allotment, and the next thing you'd see him running across the allotment. So we had concerns about that, because over the allotment scheme there's quite a number of people who are growing food, and we didn't want him going on other people's growing land. And also up the top of the allotment we have often 2 herds of pigs, but at the moment we have 1 herd of pigs. We've a herd of 8 pigs at the moment, and there's an electric fence up there. So the last thing you want is your 2-year-old to be wandering around an allotment scheme unsupervised with the possibility of playing with an electric fence. Yeah, it's a really safe environment for kids to let them run around. It is, actually, but still, I mean, you wouldn't let a 2-year-old wander around up there. So now he's at an age where we can persuade him and engage him in what we're doing in the allotment. And we've secured our allotment plot an awful lot better. But actually, once we're in the allotment and the gate is closed, he stays there, which is absolutely fantastic. And he's come in to have a chat. What's up?
I have my bowl.
Yes, of course you can. So he's come in to get a drink of water. Oh, sorry. Not a bottle. A ball. Here we go.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So this year, well, actually, we started it in September of last year. We started putting, he turned a corner then, and from that point onwards we've been able to put in an awful lot more time. So now it's both myself and my husband putting equal hours into the allotment together, which has made a massive difference to what we can grow and the work that we can put into the allotment. So we started off back in September by clearing any of the crops that we had grown, by harvesting any crops that were still waiting to be harvested. We did that right up until late October, and then we started preparing everything for winter. We cleared down and reorganized the polytunnel, and we tidied off some of the raised beds. And then this year, the new year 2015, we built more raised beds. We shifted, which was my Mother's Day present, we shifted several tons, and when I say several, it's close to, I think, between our plot and a neighbouring plot that we shared some costs on, we've all told we've shifted about 30 tonnes. Now, that's a significant amount of things to shift. We've shifted 30 tonnes combined between well-rotted manure, between some spent compost bags that we used to loosen the well-rotted manure, and also stone. So we're now at a point where the allotment is beginning to look very finished. We've had to put stone into the allotment because the ground is so wet that we were struggling in wet days to get around the allotment. We were coming home and we were having to rinse off our boots. We literally would be walking home with inches of wet clay and soil stuck to our boots because the allotment is so claggy. It's very, very wet, which is one of the reasons why we've been growing in raised beds, because it drains an awful lot better. So by putting stone around the raised beds, we can move around the allotment an awful lot better, and also it helps us keep control of the weeds that are not in the raised beds. So what are we growing this year? Well, I've given you a little bit of a hint. In the house here, I have carrots, I have melons, I have cucumelons, tomatoes, and I have aubergines. But actually, what we're growing this year is pretty much everything that we would eat from a fruit and vegetable point of view throughout the year. I think the only things that we are going to end up buying this year will be bananas and lemons, simply because I don't have a lemon tree, although I am considering it, and bananas don't do well in an Irish climate, even in a polytunnel. My polytunnel isn't big enough to give over the space to having a banana tree. Excuse me. So planted down at the allotment at the moment, we have all types of small and soft fruit bushes. So you're talking blueberries, raspberries, gooseberries, blackcurrants, strawberries, rhubarb. I know it's not a berry, but it is a soft fruit. Then we also have an apple tree. We have a grapevine. We're growing cherries as well. Sorry, that banging in the background is the three-year-old trying to get in the door. Then we're also growing onions, garlic, potatoes, peas, beans, carrots, leeks, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kohlrabi, all types of peppers, aubergines, courgettes, cucumbers, buckets of different types of tomatoes, sweet corn, beetroot. I mean, pretty much massive market garden. This will feed our family, so my family of five, but it'll also feed our relations, because we will share with our family. So we have family members who live close by, so everybody's going to benefit from this. And the most interesting thing actually that you're probably going to find down at our particular allotment is that we've put in all this hard work, but we also believe in growing our food pesticide free. So you will find no herbicide, no fungicide, and no pesticide used in our allotment. And I will record a YouTube video of the allotment once I finish some last minute tweaks and stuff like that. But through all of that, I'm also food blogging, so you'll find my recipes and my tips and tricks for shopping and keeping your costs down, particularly in Ireland, over my blog, which is wholesomeireland.com. And you'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, excepting Twitter, where I'm at WholesomeIE, and actually I think I'm on Pinterest as at WholesomeIE as well. So whatever you're up to for the next week ahead, have a good one, and I hope I haven't made you too tired by talking so much about the hard work and the allotment. Take care. Bye.